Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Okie Smokin' Podcast. I'm here today with my lovely wife, co-host Dolores, along with me today. And how are you doing today, Dolores?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Oh, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. We're going to...
Time to fire up that grill. From smoked pork to smash burgers, outdoor cooking just tastes better. This is the Okie Smokin' Podcast. And here's your host, John Barry.
Go ahead and talk about what we had. How'd you like your mid-lunch, late afternoon lunch we had? The alligator chili. Yeah, that, you like that?
Yeah, it was good. I only took a spoonful because I want keto, so I didn't cheat today.
Yeah, it tasted, would you say it tasted just as much of, just like almost regular like chili?
And it was a little spicy, but it tasted good. I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. I did a live stream on it this afternoon. The stream started about an hour later. I had to adjust the time from 1 to 2 because every time, including this podcast, every time we try to do something, it becomes a complete disaster. I couldn't get my cameras syncing. Nothing was working, and it works fine when I do it just for test. And then I at the moment, and you've got to get it going, nothing works. So I pushed that back till 2 and got everything working and pulled that stream off. We made alligator chili with some sausage. And I think it came out fantastic. So some ground sausage and then the chunks of alligator meat in there with all that seasoning and everything. It actually turned out great. I had like 2 or 3 bowls of it. I didn't even add, I don't think I did. I don't think I added any cheese or anything to mine. I should have for good toppings, but it didn't need it. It was just great the way it was. So yeah, the alligator chili came out absolutely fantastic. I think anyway. So also what, the other video we did, what was the other video I did this week?
The other video, was it the Reese's peanut butter cake?
That's what it was. Did. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We did the grandbaby.
Yep. With Jake, we did the Reese's peanut butter cup, which now that one was good too. That still got some of that left. Cooked that out on the pit boss. And I mean, I was kind of worried about how well it would come out. And it came out. I mean, it just came out. I'm convinced now. If something you just, no matter what it is, I don't care what it is. If it says bake, you could just put it in the pit boss. I'll probably eat my words and find something one day where I say, don't ever do it with that. But everything I've done, it just came out really good. You did say you thought we overcooked it just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. We should have took it off whenever I did it the first test.
Yeah, because we looked at it, and in the middle, we didn't think it's quite done, but then we let it cook a little longer, and then it got a little bit overdone. And probably when we would have took it out, it would have continued cooking in there. And probably would have been.
Otherwise, it was really good.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was definitely a hit. It was definitely a hit, and it was sweet. Holy moly. Yeah, it was. It tasted like a peanut butter cup. I mean, it was. It was really, really. If you like Reese's, you'll want to watch that video and make it because I'm just telling you, it was. It was good and tastes just like a Reese's. So, that's what we did this last week. Reese's peanut butter cup for dessert. Alligator chili. I've got some more. I got one more pound of alligator that I'm going to be cooking up over the next. You know, sometime within the next month, I'll spread it out a little bit. Any ideals? What should we do for the last alligator? I got 1 pound left. We've done tacos. We've done chili. I mean, what can we do? We could do jumbo or gumbo.
We could do
Gumbo
like
and
shrimp. shrimp with it and
like a shrimp boil. You want to try that too?
Yeah.
But how do we do that? Because I'll have to figure out how to do that. I don't know if you want I guess we'd cook the shrimp up in a skillet a little bit first, and then drop them after they're cooked into the boiling water with potatoes, with some Old Bay. Old Bay ought to go great with that alligator. I mean, this is going to be a complete sea swamp dish. I think that sounds good. So what we'll do is get some shrimp, get some potatoes, maybe get a lemon and throw up in there, some corn. What else should we throw in this if we got alligator in there? Should we do some sauce, some of that sausage?
Yeah, the kielbasa.
Put some kielbasa in? Yeah. Mm. We could do that. And what's that one thing that
we could do like a casserole or a dip, like the alligator with cream cheese and jalapenos and cheese in it, make it a dip.
Yeah, now
that sounds good.
Now you're talking my language. We could do an alligator dip. Yeah, we'll figure it out, and we'll have to come up. A layer dip, you know, where you have corn as one layer, alligator as one layer, and then just kind of have different layers on there. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We got to do something with that alligator. Those are a couple of ideas. Don't
smoke it.
I haven't smoked alligator yet. And when you open the package,
if we do the layered dip, then you could smoke it and have the cheese melt and everything on it.
Okay.
With the cream cheese.
Okay. Cream cheese, smoke it, smoke the alligator, and have that all mixed together.
Mm-hmm. With cheese and jalapenos.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. Several ideals. We'll come up with one of those. I don't know. I like that cream cheese idea is actually pretty good, too.
Yeah, and I like cream cheese.
The shrimp sounds good, but I don't know. The cream cheese.
I think we should do the dip.
The dip? Okay, well, we're going to put... You know how to make that, right?
Yeah.
And you just use the alligator. I'll just put you in charge of that video.
Okay.
You can go ahead and make the dip. You can make the whole thing. And you can put that together here in the next couple weeks. 2-3 weeks, mm-hmm. We'll have you make the alligator dip. You hear that, folks? Dolores is making, what are you going to call it?
The alligator dip.
Alligator dip. There we go. So that's going to be pretty cool. I think that's what we're sticking with now is going to be some Dolores' dip. We'll get that featured here in a few weeks. We'll get that one done. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and jump ahead to what we got going on next week. We do have a couple of videos lined out.
Whenever you guys did the Reese's peanut butter cake, I have some stuff to read.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what do you got?
About the peanut butter cake. Let's see. Cooking with Sherry said, now that's a cake. Thanks for sharing. And then we got UFO barbecue.
I like UFO. He does some good stuff.
I have a sweet tooth, but dang, I'll try that. And then last, we have Annie smoking pot.
Love Annie.
Her says, my husband would devour this, LOL. Absolutely delicious and so unique on cooking it that way. Thank you so much, dear friend, for sharing this wonderful recipe. Love, Annie. And that's all I got on that.
Cool. I really like Annie. And if any of y'all want to follow a good channel, you need to go ahead and look up Annie's Smoking Pot. Is that what it is? What's it say on there? That's right, Annie's Smoking Pot.
Yeah, Annie's Smoking Pot. Did I say it wrong? Annie's Smoking Pot.
No, I was just making sure I gave out the right name there. Annie's Smoking Pot on YouTube does, let me tell you what she does. I'm just going to plug her because she's amazing. Love her videos. I'm kind of behind. I need to catch up on them. I try to watch them all. She is the, if you want to use an air fryer or you have an air fryer and you really want to learn how to use it, watch Annie's Cookie Pot. I've seen so much. I don't use my air fryer that much because it seems like I always burn stuff. And I told her this. I said, I don't use my air fryer. Every time I try, I burn something. She says, get it back out and start using it. And she makes everything. She makes banana bread air fryer. I saw a video today. I haven't watched it yet. Some kind of a banana desserters. I'm not sure what it is, but from chicken to lasagna to just absolutely amazing dishes she makes. And she's always using that air fryer. So yeah, check out Annie's Smoking Pot. She's really, really awesome. So that's cool. That is cool. Glad to hear them great comments coming in there. So now we'll go ahead and move on up to next week and see what we got going on here for the future of this podcast. And St. Patty's Day is coming up next Sunday. So I've done a live video the last couple of weeks, and there will not be a live video next week because I've already got a plan of a video. So we're just going to do a regular video. We're going to go ahead and do our regular Thursday video, which I'm not real sure what that's going to be yet. What do you think we should cook for Thursday?
So since you've been doing cakes, I thought about a chocolate Guinness cake. Is that how you say it? The beer? The Guinness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is that for St. Patty's Day?
Yep.
Okay. So let me just explain to them exactly what you're talking about. Is I am going to be doing a collaboration with Just Cook the Damn Food. And there's another one. Follow him as well. Just Cook the Damn Food on YouTube. And a bunch of us. I think he said there's over 30 channels that are going to be creating a St. Patty's Day dish. Wow. It could be fusion. It could be whatever you want. It has to be an Irish dish. It has some kind of an Irish connection. And so we have to have it post sometime between Friday and Sunday. And I've been posting every Sunday regularly. So I thought I'm just going to have that video fall on Sunday, right on St. Patty's Day around 9 in the morning or so. We'll get it done, edited, and have it scheduled for 9 on Sunday. And what she's saying is Guinness and beer is Irish, right?
Yes, that's what it says.
Yeah, so
a bottle of Guinness stout.
And this cake calls for one full bottle of beer, right?
11 ounces.
Yeah, we'll put in a full 12. I ain't wasting an ounce. So yeah, we'll go ahead and get that prepped up and make a cake for Irish.
It even has Irish cream at Bailey's in it.
There you go. I think that'll be a great idea. So we're going to have that for our Sunday, St. Patty's Day. I haven't told anybody else. We're not going to announce what it is. Only that's one of the perks of this podcast. You might get some behind the scenes or maybe even some secret info nobody else knows. So we're not going to announce it on the channel until it releases on Sunday. And it's going to be an Irish cake made with Guinness beer. That's going to be crazy. That's going to be good, though. Are we going to put that on the Pit Boss?
Yes.
And do you have
the last cake with?
Yeah. I think I know the cake you're talking about. What is that? It's not just a round cake. It's got a hole in the middle. What's that called?
That's a bundt cake.
Yeah. Do you have the tool or the thing that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I thought you did. I'm not the baker, I'm mostly the meats and stuff, but I have been doing a little dessert here and there. So that's going to be good. I'll once again put you in charge of that video. So we'll go ahead and get that scheduled for Sunday. On Thursday, I'm not real sure what the video is going to be. You got any ideas?
No,
well, it's going to be a surprise because I don't know either. I'm going to probably smoke something. Haven't done that in a while. Maybe a short smoke on either the pellet grill or the one of the smokers at least. And so we'll have a video out Thursday. Tune in for that on Thursday. And be sure and check us out Sunday if you want to see the Guinness cake that she has been describing and talking about.
Well, how about we start talking about that peanut butter and jelly BLT sandwich that you made? Ew.
Oh, you want to talk about that one?
Uh-huh.
Well, did you try it or were you just looking at it and said, I'm not trying that?
I'm not going to try that. That just sounds gross.
Now, that was...
Some things you make, I will not try.
I think I talked about this on the last podcast a little bit, but she was not into the peanut butter and jelly. Did you have any comments or anything on that one?
Yes, I did. Let's see. Annie Smoking Pot again. She said, oh, my God, goober, because she used the goober peanut butter jelly.
The goober, yeah.
She said, I love that stuff, or did. Somewhere in my adulthood, I developed an allergy to peanuts, which is sad. Because peanuts is bomb. So no more for me. Now is this sandwich. John, you might be crazy or onto something. LOL. I might be about to get my husband to give it a try. Thank you for sharing this unique recipe, Annie. Well,
right,
let me
yeah,
know,
hope-
Annie, if your husband tried it.
Hopefully he does. I think he will probably enjoy that.
And then the bearded Italian, he said, I've never seen this before, buddy. Interesting. I like sweet and savory, so this might work for me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to be heard on this podcast? Be sure and visit my fan page at okiesmoking.com/fanpage. You can create a voice message that could be played on a future episode and we'll discuss it. Check it out, okiesmoking.com/fanpage. Cool, the Bearded Italian. The Bearded Italian, another good channel to watch. He's right here in Oklahoma. And I'm thinking you had, what was his name, UFO Barbecue you mentioned earlier? UFO BBQ.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Seems like, is he from Oklahoma? I know the Bearded Italian is. I'll have to look. I may be wrong about that, but he made the UFO barbecue. He made a peanut butter and jelly ribs. I want to say he made a... I bet it was good. He put... he also made an apple pie ribs, I think it was. Was it?
Okay, now, I've actually seen someone do that. Like, I watched a video on it. Now, that kind of looks good.
Yeah, both of them look good. And, yeah.
Because, I mean, apples go with pork and all that stuff, so why not ribs, right?
Yeah, I think, and he just adds cinnamon, and I think he used some kind of a... apple
so
butter
that
or something.
Sounds good. That does sound good. But the peanut butter and jelly, ew. No.
You don't want no peanut butter and jelly ribs?
No. Uh-uh. It just needs to stay on the sandwich.
But do you have any other comments or anything else you'd like to bring on to the show today? Any thoughts of the future? Any ideals?
Well, there's like, what about the smash burgers?
Yeah, you got some information or some comments on that one?
The Mile High Guy Barbecue, he said, who doesn't like a good smash burger? And that sure looked like a pretty damn good burger to me. It was good.
Money right there. He knows what he's talking about. That's Scott from the Mile High Guy Barbecue. You got that right. Smash Burger. I believe that was my live video he's talking about, that live stream I did. And yeah. What is your favorite way to make a burger right now? Do you prefer it smoked?
When you do the smash burgers, I like the smash burgers. So when you do it, I like it with the grilled onions, grilled mushrooms, and then the cheese. And then, of course, my keto bread. But I put top it with mayo and stuff like that. It's good.
And then put a little peanut butter on the bun?
No. I mean, your son did that, but not me. No. Nope. Now, years back, John had made me a steak for Valentine's Day. And he put peanut butter sauce on it. And that was really good. I'll have to recreate that and do like a live video on that.
That would be a great live video. I'll have to remember how I did that.
Oh my God, that was so good. I've never had peanut butter sauce on a steak.
I made it like some high-end restaurant, you know, had that sauce all on it, you know, and everything.
Now, you guys, he did get me sick though, because he cooked me a lobster tail and he didn't cook it all the way. I got sick.
Now, was that the same day?
Food poisoning.
So I made the lobster the same day as I made the steak with the peanut butter?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was Valentine's Day. And you made me that, and I was so sick.
You food poisoned me. How many years ago was this? This is well before I'd started this channel.
Golly, I don't know. We lived in this house. I think I was like maybe 2 or 3 years when we started living here. And you decided to make me that.
So we're talking a decade ago, 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah.
Well, my cooking's improved a lot since then. I won't poison you.
Well, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
I remember that exact day because I remember eating because I'd made me a lobster tail too. And this, we didn't get a whole lobster. I've never done a whole lobster, I don't think. We just got the tails from a local grocery store. I'm not sure where. I think they were frozen, I guess. Were they frozen?
I don't know. You cooked
it. I can't remember.
It's a surprise that you made it for me.
But I put them in the oven. Because I had to watch, at that time I was watching videos like we all do, trying to figure out how I'm going to make this lobster tail. And I cooked them, and I thought I cooked them long enough. And I remember eating them, and I thought, you know, did they taste done? Did they taste right? No, I think they're done. They taste good, but I don't know. And then I ate mine. I think mine may have been done a little more than yours. Oh, I didn't eat mine. Yours.
After I ate a big like bite and stuff, and I was like, why does this taste weird? And then you took a little tiny bite, and you said, it's not done.
Oh, well, see, I don't remember. There you have it.
I got food poisoning.
So you were sick the next day?
No, I was sick that day.
Yeah. She would not let me. Well, she—I don't know. She still hasn't really wanted me to cook lobster, but she'll let me cook shrimp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no lobster. Yeah. I think I want to redo a lobster tail.
No, you'll eat it first.
Oh, I'll eat it first. I think we could smoke a lobster tail now. I could, you know, with all the instruments I have, you could check the internal temperature with everything. I've got it set up where it should be fail-proof.
So. I don't know. I'm afraid.
I don't want to relive that night. I don't want to relive the...
If you've ever had food poisoning, it was not fun.
Well, that's our time years ago before I knew how to cook. And when I was still learning, and today, I don't think I've had, have I ever had any moments like that of recent?
No, none.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, and whenever I'm not sure on certain things, I really do make sure that it's done properly, make sure we get everything cooked to the proper temperatures and all of that. So, but I do appreciate everybody coming into episode number 7. This is the 7th episode. Swimming pool season over in about a month or so. It's probably a couple months still yet. You ready for that hot weather?
Yes.
So that means jumping in the pool while your smoker's cooking your meals. That's what that's all about. So that's coming up real soon. So that's going to be fun. Can't wait to get to that. Right now we're kind of cold and hot. So that's where we are right now. Appreciate everybody for listening. Any last words, Dolores? You want to tell anybody anything?
No, I have nothing else to say.
She's ran out of things to say, so I guess that will do it. Y'all have a great day. We'll see y'all, or we'll talk to you guys in the next podcast. See you then.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Okie Smokin' Podcast. Episodes drop every Monday. Don't forget to follow this podcast, or you might miss out on some delicious creations. You can also find us on our website, okiesmokin.com, and on YouTube and other social media platforms. Until next time, keep firing up that grill.